Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now, let's get straight into the news and see what's been happening this week in open source and technology. First off, we've got significant enhancements in USB video capture technology that are making waves in the Linux community. Over the past few months, new support in the Linux kernel has enabled robust handling of USB video capture devices, especially those capturing at 4K resolution and 60 frames per second. Devices like the Elgato 4K X card and Ava Media Live Gamer Ultra 2.1 are now demonstrating consistent bandwidth performance, allowing content creators to work at a professional level using Linux. This marks a notable step for Linux as a viable platform for those involved in video streaming, editing, and content production. Not only does this open up new possibilities for creators, but it also strengthens the wider open source ecosystem by offering alternatives to proprietary capture solutions. These improvements are especially important for the growing number of users looking to harness the power of Linux for multi-platform workflows. Next, let's turn our attention to the desktop experience, where design and user accessibility are meeting cutting-edge trends. The upcoming GNOME 51 release is set to feature the integration of Ext Background Effect-V1, a protocol bringing background blur to the desktop environment. This new visual feature presents a sleek blurring effect behind application windows, mirroring the kind of polish seen in Plasma 6. GNOME's team has focused heavily on ensuring performance remains high while delivering modern, engaging visuals for users. The goal is to create a desktop that feels both fresh and functional, further closing the gap between open source environments and proprietary systems in terms of user experience. Under the hood, Ext Background Effect-V1 is designed with accessibility and resource efficiency in mind, continuing the trend towards sustainable software design. The move to enrich the visual language of GNOME highlights the commitment to both form and function in open source desktop development today. Beyond desktop enhancements, let's take a look at a significant technological leap happening in the field of energy production. Ampera, a leader in next-generation nuclear solutions, has just introduced a prototype for a 3D-printed, thorium-based microreactor. This innovative approach uses advanced manufacturing techniques to produce compact nuclear reactors that are both safe and mass-producible. The Ampera microreactor boasts incredibly long refueling cycles, greatly reduced maintenance, and a substantial increase in safety compared to traditional designs. What's particularly exciting is that these reactors are expected to become available by 2030. Offering a clean energy option that is scalable for rapid deployment. By leveraging 3D printing and thorium fuel, Ampera hopes to drive down costs and make nuclear power both safer and more accessible for a wider range of communities. The implications for sustainability are huge, as this technology could help meet rising global energy demands without the environmental downsides. It's a clear sign that innovation in energy production is moving towards solutions that are not just efficient, but also environmentally responsible. Meanwhile, in the world of software development, Canonical, the team behind Ubuntu, is setting the pace for system security and reliability by embracing Rust. The decision to implement time synchronization technology in Rust, through the NTPDRS project, is all about leveraging memory-safe programming. Rust is well known for preventing memory errors and security vulnerabilities that have long plagued traditional system software. Ubuntu plans to roll out this new Rust-based TimeSync in version 27.04, a move that reflects the broader industry trend towards safer, modern languages. With NTPDRS, Canonical aims to reduce the attack surface of their operating system, boosting both stability and resilience. This is yet another example of how open-source projects are leading the way in adopting best practices for secure computing. The focus on memory safety also demonstrates a commitment to sustainable development by reducing the long-term maintenance burden linked to legacy code. As organizations transition critical components to Rust, users can expect a future with fewer security incidents and a higher standard of data protection. Security is a common thread through much of what we've talked about today, and the GWEX project brings that topic sharply into focus this week. The maintainers of GWEX have disclosed three important vulnerabilities in the GWEX substitute utility, plus another affecting GWEX pull and GWEX time machine. These flaws could allow for remote privilege escalation, letting attackers potentially gain more access than intended, and also for local file disclosures jeopardizing user privacy. With the risk of system compromise very real, all users are strongly urged to update their installations of GIX and GIX Daemon immediately. The vulnerabilities highlight the incredibly important role of fast, transparent patching processes in modern open source infrastructure. The GIX project has responded rapidly, releasing necessary patches and communicating the risks in detail so users can protect themselves promptly. This is a reminder that, as systems become more complex and interconnected, maintaining a proactive approach to software security is crucial for everyone involved. On a different note, Vulkan, a prominent graphics and compute API, has just rolled out version 1.4.356, packed with features that bolster support for machine learning applications. The standout addition is the vk_ext_shader_ocp_microscaling_types extension, which introduces new data types inspired by the Open Compute Project's Microscaling MX format. Developed in collaboration with industry giants like NVIDIA and Samsung, this expansion is designed for better efficiency in AI training and inference within the Vulkan ecosystem. The new data types promise greater computational throughput, even as memory bandwidth requirements drop, a massive win for machine learning practitioners. As AI workloads continue to grow in both scale and importance, Vulkan's new extension lays the groundwork for advanced, efficient computing. This positions Vulkan not just as a gaming or graphics API, but as a versatile platform ready to meet modern AI and machine learning demands head-on. Modern software is not just about functionality, it's also about preserving the culture and history of the digital world we inhabit. As physical media become less common, and games shift to digital platforms, the preservation of video game history has become a pressing issue for many in the industry. The Video Game History Foundation is at the forefront, advocating for legal reforms that empower institutions to archive digital titles for future generations. Their goal is to make sure that, as the market moves to digital-first distribution, classic and current games remain available as cultural artifacts, not lost to time. This is more than nostalgia. It's about recognizing video games as a key part of our technological heritage, deserving of the same care as books or films. The foundation is pushing for policies that strike a balance between copyright protection and the public interest, ensuring widespread access for researchers and fans alike. The conversation about video game preservation reflects a wider dialogue about how we as a society value, save, and share digital culture. Without proper frameworks for digital preservation, future generations could find an empty space where today's vibrant interactive history should be. All these stories share a theme: technology is evolving at a rapid pace, with innovation driven by the dual goals of progress and sustainability. Across domains, from desktop software to nuclear power, the industry is focusing on delivering better user experiences while caring for the environment. We're seeing collaboration between traditional competitors, open source community leaders, and major hardware companies to create future-proof solutions. It's this kind of teamwork that will ensure new technologies are accessible, secure, and responsible by design. Whether it's improving security through memory-safe development, advancing clean energy, or preserving cultural heritage, the spirit of open collaboration is more vital than ever. As a result, users can look forward to more secure systems, more beautiful interfaces, and an energy landscape that's cleaner and more inclusive. Looking ahead, organizations will need to stay agile, adopting cutting-edge tools and practices to keep pace with shifting demands and emerging threats. The connection between user-centric design and sustainable technology is shaping a transformative period, not only in how we build systems, but also in how we think about their long-term impact. As new breakthroughs emerge, the key will be in integrating them thoughtfully and ensuring that technological capability benefits as many people as possible. This means welcoming feedback from users, working openly across communities, and always keeping security, privacy, and sustainability at the center. The stories that make headlines today will lay the foundation for tomorrow's innovations, shaping the tools, platforms, and cultural norms of our digital world. To sum up, we've seen how USB video capture is opening new doors for creators on Linux. Desktop environments are becoming both beautiful and efficient, and nuclear microreactors promise a clean energy future. On the software front, transitions to Rust and quick vulnerability responses ensure we're all safer and more resilient against emerging threats. Developments in Vulkan's machine learning extensions are making advanced computing more accessible, while digital video game preservation keeps our culture intact. It's a transformative time across technology, and the challenges we face will be met through ongoing innovation and a shared commitment to sustainability. That's all for this week's episode of Open Source News Elements. brought to you by Element.fm. As always, be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on the latest news in open source and technology, and check out Element.fm for more. Thanks for listening.